Hey, it's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan. Thanks.
Insert name here.
For downloading the podcast brought to you by MyRepublic.
Brought to you by MyRepublic, but what if I downloaded this using another provider?
Well, don't worry. They won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits?
ZM's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Morning. Megan and I are matching this morning in maroon.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get the maroon memo.
Usually you guys match.
Now, why were you joining the circus last night, Megan?
I'm going to run away and do trapeze. It's finally out there.
Which one's
exercise.
Trapeze? The hanging?
Yeah, the hanging, swinging one.
That's how Robin from Batman's parents died. The Flying Graysons, yeah. Someone sabotaged the trapeze.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of Batman knowledge. Just throwing your way?
No, I didn't do trapeze. I did the silks. You know, in like a really...
Pink!
Yeah.
She was big on the silks there, wasn't she, for a while?
So what you're hanging, it's like yoga-y hanging.
Yeah, and you know how you have to climb up silks and then you like flip down? I didn't do that. But like that's the end goal, I guess. But yeah, it's pretty hard. Like,
okay.
I don't know how they do it. And then I just kind of, you know how they gracefully flop down?
Mm.
I kind of just flopped out with a groan.
I always flop it out with a groan. And generally it's met with a groan too, whoever's there.
You could be that light relief at Cirque du Soleil. You know how they have the really
clown.
Good people? Yeah.
Oh my God. She's hit the ground.
She's dead. No,
she's not dead. She's groaning.
She's
very badly winded.
Joining us in studio soon, we have a Knight of the Round Table.
Yeah.
Sir John Kerwin.
Oh, yeah.
Sir John Lancelot.
Sir Kerwin. John Lancelot Kerwin will join us to talk about the Lions. Still, the Lions taking on the Blues tonight at Eden Park, even doing their own haka.
Haka, there's going to be a haka.
A different haka.
Is it a specific, or it's one of the...
Well, we're going to have to wait and see, aren't we?
Right, from the haka folder. Mm.
So we have a chat to John Kerwin, Sir John Kerwin, before 7 this morning.
Which haka do you guys want to do tonight? Everybody, page 3. also, David Beckham showed affection to his child. And apparently there's a small but very vocal minority who have a horrific problem with the father showing affection to his daughter.
Good
and jeez, got big problems in this world. We'll talk about it soon.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
3 headlines for 3 news stories around the world. Interesting, unusual, weird stories. Vaughn and Megan must pick 1 headline only. Those are the rules. The others are deleted and no Googling. Although that sometimes does happen. Headline 1, small town mystery. Headline 2, naked yoga enthusiast on the loose in Colorado. And headline 3, firefighters win back boy.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Firefighters win back boy.
Do you think firefighters were once his heroes? Something happened. He goes off them.
Oh,
and then
okay.
The story is them winning him back.
Could be.
Naked yoga instructor on the loose. Was it yoga instructor or naked yoga enthusiast?
Enthusiast, Megan. Mm. So unsure of his instructor level.
Might just be a hobbyist.
Mm. Or small town mystery.
Fire.
You want to go for the fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
We go to Maryland.
Oh, Baltimore?
I know.
What part of Maryland?
No, Aberdeen in Maryland.
Oh, so, named after the Scottish
town
of Aberdeen,
you'd think
I would imagine.
Where firefighters were called to a boy who was trapped inside a claw machine in a hotel.
First of all, well done. How did you get in past the flappy door? Because supposed to be able to.
He climbed in the flappy door. Now, the details...
Must have been a big flappy door.
The details are pretty scarce. It doesn't say how old the boy was, but I'm assuming he was quite young. Because, you know, it's one of those, like Coke machines, you can't get your arm...
No, you've got to kind of go inside into that small gap and then shut the door back down. It's made so you can't get your arm in there.
Yeah. So he managed to get in and get into the machine. 30 minutes he was trapped, hence the headline, firefighters try to win back boy by playing...
Oh, he's in a claw machine! machine.
By playing the claw machine.
That's hot.
That didn't work.
That's hot.
So the owner of the claw machine turned up after 30 minutes and was able to unlock the back door and let him out.
He wouldn't fit through the chute.
No. I mean,
so
he got in there.
That's my issue with it all. He got in there, but he couldn't get
back out. I guess it's hard because you can get in probably, I don't know.
I would have thought it would have been harder to get in rather than get out.
You got gravity on your side getting out.
Yeah. Flop right down and then curl up in a ball and the little door flips open.
She told the paper, the owner of the machine, she's unsure if the boy received a toy for his efforts. But she did tell the paper, I think his biggest prize was getting released.
Okay.
Word on if the parent forced him up into it and then played
the good parent later? Parent is suspiciously absent from the story.
Right. So they were like, if you wanted to, I'm not putting another dollar in there. You scuttle up that drain pipe like a rat.
That's brilliant.
If you want one, you're going to have to go up there and get it as a, you know, throwaway joke, and then next thing you know,
your kid's in a claw machine. Yeah, that could happen. That could happen.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
When I saw this, that was actually me blowing my facial hair out of my mouth.
Right.
Just a bit got caught on the lip. It's a tickly. You know when you get a hair on the lip?
Yeah.
It's like that.
That's
can happen
you
anytime.
All the time. Yeah.
It gets a bit tickly. Yesterday, I saw this again in the headlines. It seems like one of those things that will get wheeled out every now and then when someone needs to have a story, an article that creates a little bit of outrage, but then like it's faux outrage because it's so horrifically weighted in one opinion's favour that it doesn't really count. David Beckham put a photo up showing affection to his daughter, Harper.
Yes.
And he was giving her a kiss, and it happened to be that she was also had pursed lips, and their lips touched, and everyone's like, is this okay? Are we okay with this? Overwhelmingly, it seems we are. All the online polls I saw that said love heart for yes, I'm okay with this, or angry face for no, it was 7,000 votes on one of them. Something like 6,800 votes were like, yeah, we're okay with that. That's fine. That's a father showing his daughter love and affection.
He posted it after the Manchester one love, didn't he? And he was like, you know, thinking about my family at this time.
Yeah.
Thinking about all the kids that were lost and, you know.
And now he's wearing it.
And he's like giving his daughter a kiss on the lips.
It's that vocal minority thing, though. It's where the people who yell the loudest, their numbers are the smallest, but they know how to make a scene. So it makes it seem like a way bigger deal than it is. But yeah, overwhelmingly people are like, that's a father loving his daughter. Purely father-daughter love, far better than not, than being disconnected and never having
it. When they're younger, it's like if they were older, that would be weird, though, eh?
No, I still kiss my dad on the lips. Andrew's dad's on the lips.
Yeah, your in-laws. Your in-laws kiss on the mouth.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, I don't kiss.
You wouldn't kiss your in-laws on the mouth.
No, but it's only because you think about it now. If that was the relationship you'd established right from the start, it's not weird. Mm.
Oh, my wife's stepfather, I'll kiss him on the mouth because he's got a moustache. It's quite fun to see two moustache men kiss.
You get tangled.
Yeah, we get a little bit. And then I'll find a grey in my moustache. I'll be like, I got one of yours, Pete. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got a couple of yours. It's pretty comical. No, I don't kiss my in-laws on the mouth.
Yeah.
I don't think, I honestly didn't even spare it a second thought.
But then I wouldn't ever be like, ooh, gross. Like,
I'd just do a handshake. I'd be like, nice to meet you again.
It's just a dry lip, like a peck. It's not, you're not pashing your relatives.
Yeah.
People are so like, even Fletch's like, oh, it's so weird.
It's so weird. That's weird.
No, it's, I don't
like your own daughter, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like, your in-laws.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
But then if Andrew's dad, you were like, oh, hi. You hand, and he's like, hold on. And got out some Dr. Lucas pawpaw and was like,
oh no,
lubing it up. Before you'd be like, okay, stop that. That's weird. You've put too much thought into this now.
Yeah.
The essential notion is not a lot of thought, just a quick expressing of emotion.
But I'm a girl as well. It's not like you, maybe guys, older guys don't go out of their way to like kiss their parents, you know?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a girl thing.
No, like my mum, I don't kiss my dad. I don't think my dad's ever like, If I had a son, I'd give him a kiss on the hair, you know, when he's young and stuff. But then it obviously gets to an age where he's not going to want you kissing him on the mouth.
Andrew doesn't kiss his dad. So, you know, it's just a me and him thing.
Well, he's got you lined up. What about his other son's partners? Does he kiss? Megan. Megan, he's got you lined up. We'll talk after the show. But and it was actually quite nice to see in these online polls.
Yeah.
People being, you know, so in favour of it, being like, can a guy just show affection for his daughter? God's sake, grow up, everybody. All these people, you know, with the outrage of it. So that was quite.
Still doesn't get it.
No, that's fine. I get that.
You're not a big kisser in general, though. I can't imagine.
Hugger,
no,
even.
No. Oh,
you're like, affection.
Yeah, well, sometimes
just
people.
In and out.
Like, we get guests come in and they like go for the hug. I'm like, I've never met you before.
Oh, like,
I was just going to do a handshake.
What happened to you? Are you
okay? But I'll do a hug. I'll wait until to see what they do to Vaughn. Because you're by the door.
I never used to be by the door. I was always the last person they got to.
But who came in a few weeks ago and you went in for the hug and they didn't want to go in for the hug? So there's this etiquette. I don't know what to do.
I'm going to hug and kiss John Kirwan when he's in. So right, I'll let you know. Because he lives in Italy.
Oh, yeah, they're very...
So, always do two and make them really, like, flamboyant and Italian.
ZM's Fledge, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
If you've ever been to Thailand, you know she plays pretty fast and loose. It's another world out there.
Wow.
Well, it should be no surprise to you that people without travel insurance are costing Thailand $123 million New Zealand dollars a year for medical treatments at state hospitals. That's 3 billion baht locally.
How many of those would be like liver failure and drug and alcohol?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
A vast majority. Scooters. Coming off scooters, getting involved in traffic shenanigans.
Yep.
Maybe even just down to eating some bad food and having to end up in hospital. Well,
a boob job gone wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those.
I don't know what.
All the surgery's gone wrong.
Just like an infection.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a boob. Mm. Or maybe they like had only one double D left, so you got a D and an F.
It's just lopsided.
Do you mind? We've only got a D and an F. It means I'll get it done today. Just what are they?
How many Fs have you got? Two. I'll just take the two Fs then, I suppose. Better to have them large than a wobbling.
Yeah.
What lopsided.
Lopsided. Yeah. Wobbling?
Yeah,
so wobble anyway. So they are debating, the government officials of the tourism and sport are debating whether or not to install compulsory travel insurance. So you would have to prove on arrival to Thailand that you do have a travel insurance policy for your time while you're there. That would be documentation.
Right.
They email you, or if you buy it, wherever you buy it, you get a little thing saying what dates you're covered from.
Yeah.
So they would need that to match up with the dates you're in Thailand because visitors are costing them heaps of money.
When I went to Cuba over the summer break, when you go to Cuba, you've got to have travel insurance. And they could ask you for your like receipt or your coverage letter at the airport, but they never do. I didn't get asked. But you have it.
So what happens if you say, I got it, and then in Cuba there's an incident and do they just leave you on the side of the road?
Well, I guess you call your travel insurance and you're like, I'm in Cuba, and then they...
Yeah, but say you didn't have it, but you lied to them on the way in.
Oh, well, I guess they'd just look after you, wouldn't they? Or you'd die. Yeah, I'm not too sure. They'd probably just give you a bill.
You're in a socialist country, so you're never allowed to leave.
Yeah.
You have to work it off
for the next 20 years.
So other people against this are saying this might put people off going to Thailand. And 14 million tourists visited Thailand.
Yeah.
And generated $28 billion in revenue for Thailand.
But I'm surprised we don't have it here. Like, think about all the people that end up in our hospitals after skiing accidents.
Yep.
Or
all the adventure travel that you do here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised it's not a big thing
for New Zealand.
Elsewhere. I mean, getting Thailand travel insurance is so cheap. Southeast Asia travel insurance. It's cheap. It's probably the cheapest you'll
get. Because medical and care there, even if you didn't have insurance, but you had to pay your own way, it's pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah. That's why people go and get the boob jobs and the dentistry over there.
So much cheaper over there.
I can't believe that people travel without travel insurance.
Oh, yeah. People do.
That's so crazy to me.
You'd never go to somewhere like America without it.
No.
Because you would just get the biggest bill of your lifetime.
Oh, a guy, I'm sure I've said it before, but when I was snowboarding in Canada, he broke his arm and he didn't know whether or not he still had travel insurance. And his mum had bought him travel insurance for his Christmas present, but he didn't know this. He got the bill at the hospital. This was in Canada too, so it's worse in the States. $22,000 Canadian. And that was just
for a broken arm.
Staying there and getting his arm reset and the surgery and everything to get his arm sorted out.
God.
And luckily his...
His mum's onto it.
Yeah, his mum had got it. He was just going to... Apparently it was a thing that you just make a break for the bolt for the border. If it happened and you didn't have a travel, you just get in there and then fly home out of it and you'd just never be able to go back to Canada.
So you're riding off Canada for the rest of your lifetime.
Rest of your life.
Okay.
Imagine getting back. Well, you're in Thailand and you've got to write an email to Southern Cross, though. Dear Southern Cross, I was high on mushies.
Don't tell them that.
Whilst at the Copenhagen full moon party, jumping over a skipping rope that was on fire. or climbing that. When you were there, did they have that sort of scaffolding with the fireworks on it?
Yeah.
And were people climbing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty rad.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it was pretty loose.
This is why you see dead people on the beach in the morning, Megan.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure the guy we saw wasn't coming back. And yeah, friends of mine, when they were there, saw a guy and he had a mouthful of sand.
Oh yeah, we got a Snapchat, didn't we? Terrible.
Photo being like, yeah, I don't think he's all right.
Although that's not going to help. Your travel insurance isn't going to help. I know it will because they get your body back.
Oh my God. Okay.
So maybe
take it easy out there.
Planning on a Thailand holiday in the next year or so.
Get travel insurance.
Yeah. You might have to factor that in.
Or just for your dear old mum.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
So the Lions play the Blues tonight in Auckland and we're joined by a rugby legend, Sir John Koeman. Good morning.
That's interesting.
Why is that funny? Yeah. Why is that funny?
Well, try listening to it when you just, you go, oh, who's he talking to? Someone behind me.
Yeah, Graham Henry's behind you. Come on, Graham.
Yeah, bring the real religions in. Yeah. No, they were unavailable. That's why you got me, unfortunately.
I don't want to make you sound feel old, but when I was growing up, you were like the heartthrob.
No, you made me feel old.
You were like,
you
were like the Simon Barnett of the rugby field.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah, a huge compliment.
I think it was a frosted tips thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're blonde. Yeah.
Not much has changed though. Looking very
dapper. That's grey. That's grey now. So yeah.
Gucci glasses. I noticed them.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you who calls you Sir John Koeman?
No one.
Is that weird to hear back?
Oh, sometimes. I mean, people are in New Zealand, especially, are quite aware of how they should. So normally they say, "Oh, what do you want?" You know. How should I address you?
Well, we should have asked him. We didn't ask, did we?
JK's kind of a little...
Exactly. Yeah,
well,
no.
What's the benefit
Most
of
people
it
call me JK.
Someone says it. Like, you know, that's the whole point of being a sir, is then someone can call you it.
Yeah, not really. I think the... That journey has been a really interesting one. You know, and I think they couldn't find me, so I was living in Italy at the time, and I got this phone call from the government. I thought someone was taking the piss.
As you do. It's a government.
I was going, is that you, Fitzy? Same old joke. But I only had 24 hours to decide, and it was a real difficult one. You know, A, I thought I was too young because I always had an association that sirs were really old.
Yeah.
And then I rang my mum, who's still with us, and she said, well, you know, if you can help one person, you should do it. And it means you have to recommit to your country and your community. So... I didn't take it lightly, but it's still relatively weird when you get called it. So
I booked a ticket on Air New Zealand and I just pulled down. I've done a doctor, I've done a sir. Do you do that? Because you're like you can
when
legit do
flights.
That.
Don't do the doctor if someone gets ill.
But you don't do the pull down menu and do sir.
Well, I've just found out about that one, so you know. I'm going to drag it out in my next
flight. Someone else has been booking his flights. He's like, why haven't I been booked as sir? Yeah. Heads will roll. So
does it get you a free upgrade?
I don't know. The first to get an upgrade, right?
Surely.
They want to put the sirs and the ladies in the
days.
Yeah,
I like that. Nice.
I'll try it next time. Yeah.
So this rugby game tonight.
The Blues.
Do the Lions stand a chance?
Yeah, they do. I mean, I think what we saw the other night in Whangarei was, you know, just off the plane... I thought they played with a bit of stress. I think tonight's going to be outstanding because the Blues are out of the Super competition. They're really dangerous when they don't have as much pressure as normal on them.
Right.
They can really show their skills. But I also think the Lions are under pressure. I mean, you know, Warren Gatland said to the whole team, you're going to get a crack in the first three games. And if you're on tour, you know, if you're touring, that is like music to your ears if you're a player. So they're going out tonight and they're going, I've actually got a real crack at this. So they might have been picked as the 42nd player, but, you know, you go out tonight and play well, you're in with a chance because of how they started the other night. And then on the other side, you know, you've got some guys who are trying to make the All Blacks. You know, Sonny Bill, who I think's an outstanding player. Yeah, as well. Yeah. Most of the people have asked him to play without a shirt, but he has to play with a shirt, but never mind that. So that's another issue.
He should play without a shirt, just get his number written on his back.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Because he doesn't have sponsors, so they don't need to be sewed on. And grease him up a bit, it'll be hard to catch.
Exactly. But you Everybody know, he's one of our, you know, he's world famous. Like Lemon Pyra. So, you know, it's important that he has a big game. He's come back from injury. You know, he probably tried a little bit too hard to get back to form early. Then he started showing some form, got a little bit of a knock a couple of weeks. So it's a big night for him. Guys like George Moala, who also were in the All Blacks last year, need to step up. So it's got everything going for it. And it's Wednesday night in Auckland.
Yeah.
You know, how cool is that? You can just get out and do something a little bit different during the week. Which
and
I
how
love.
Many how many seats? Is it completely sold out?
Well, we'd want to sell out. We want to do that, you know, because...
That's pretty mad.
That's pretty special. There's still seats available. So yeah. I think there's something like 6,000 seats. And look, I was in Whangarei the other night and it was so cool.
Yeah.
The place was packed. You know, Kiwis love getting out. They love an event. And to fill it would be a real honour for the city and also... back the boys to have a crack against the Lions.
Well, you'll be there tonight. If people are going, they might run into you.
I'll definitely be there.
Do you do hot chips in it?
Yeah.
Do you do selfies?
Vinegar or tomato sauce.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
Is vinegar an option? How very Auckland of a hot chip stand to option and give vinegar as an option.
And do you do selfies?
Yes.
People come up. Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah, I can ruin a photo for you anytime.
Well, Sir John Kerwin, or just JK to us.
Yeah, exactly. JK's fine.
He's approved it. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Been a pleasure.
ZM's Fledge, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
It's the top six.
Well, George and Amal had their twins. Their names are
Alexander and Ella.
Okay.
Those are their two names.
So they've had a boy-girl twins.
Go well together. Yeah. Go well together. I actually Googled the most popular twin combinations.
Okay.
And they all like start with the same letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Madison and Michael were up there.
Right.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's a cute little combo. But these are my ones that I've always had. Now, these don't have to be first names. These could be middle names.
Okay.
Because I think if you're going to be a twin, you're going to have a bond for life. So why not give you a cute matching middle name?
Okay.
But I'm also open to them being first names.
Right.
Number six, Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Oh God.
Here we go. Han
and Chewie.
No
As
wonder
middle names,
took,
no one's ever going
to
know.
No wonder it took you and your wife so long to come up with a name. How many did she shoot down?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them. I only got Anakin the cat because she didn't know Anakin was a Star Wars character when she agreed to it. Number five on the list, because these are boy-girl twins.
Yeah.
Number five on the list, Mickey and Minnie. Again, middle names.
There would definitely be twins out there called Mickey and Minnie. That's how sad that is.
100%. Even though Mickey and Minnie were more lovers than they were.
Yeah.
They were of the same species, weren't they?
Yeah.
Something to think about. Number four on the list, Bert and Ernie. And they're twin boys and their middle names are Bert and Ernie. That
you
would be
guys are Bert and
so
Ernie.
Grande.
You're Bert, Fletcher's Ernie.
No, he's Bert. I'm Ernie. Bert. I'm Ernie. I'm the Ernie. I'm the fun Ernie.
Herbert Dickey, you're the one.
You're taller.
I'm
so
definitely
much.
Ernie.
You're not Ernie. Ernie, you're Bert.
He's Bert, right?
No.
Caitlin.
No, we decided who they are, Caitlin? You're the grumpy old Muppet men.
Statler and Waldorf. I suppose it's set up the top.
That was terrible.
That's awful. Yeah.
That's you guys.
We're totally
bums.
Them.
Yeah.
Totally them. Or I was just thinking of Bert and Ernie because one of them is female. It could be Bertette and Ernie.
Oh. Yeah. This is that time we had an argument over who was Matt Damon, who was Ben Affleck. Obviously, I'm Matt Damon.
I'm happy to be Ben Affleck because he's Batman
he's
now.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, you never wanted to be Ben Affleck before.
Yeah, but now he's the Batman.
Oh, I'll be
your
the
porn
Affleck.
Supremacy.
Yeah, and also this happened after he saw his penis in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
In that
impressive.
Movie.
Yeah. Impressive.
Classic penis. Bourne.
No one wants to be penis. Matt Damon.
The Bourne everything.
He's still good.
He's great, Megan.
Ben Affleck. Number three on the list of the top six names the Clooneys could have called their twins are Mulder and Scully.
Oh, X-Files.
That would be good middle names, though.
Okay.
Number two on the list, Batman and Robin. But Robin spelled R-O-B-B-Y-N, like a lady.
Okay.
Could call it Bruce Wayne.
Bruce and...
Because he was Batman. Clooney was Batman.
My neighbour, I just got his mail the other day. Do you know, his name was Bruce. His last name is Swain. His parents are taking the piss. Bruce My neighbour's Swain. Name is Bruce Swain.
How old is he, though?
I don't know. Like, see, I don't want to guess. Maybe 50.
See, because that means his parents are... would be like 80.
See, they might around not, when Batman was
yeah,
around.
I know, yeah, they might not have known of Batman.
Yeah, right.
Like, even I reckon if you said to my parents, what's Batman's real name, they wouldn't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you checked under the sleep out? Is there a bat cave?
Oh, there's another bat cave.
There's a basketball hoop.
Pull on it. My bet the bat cave opens up. Well, the Batmobile pops out. And the number one name for the Clooney twins, middle names perhaps, SpongeBob and Patrick.
Oh, God.
Or Sponge Robert and Patrice for a more formal occasion.
Yeah, and that's why Vaughn has named none of his kids.
No, I agree to the name. We work on them together. I start real.
You like disagree
it's a bargaining
shortlist.
Process. She starts quite conservative. I start real loose, and we meet somewhere in the middle.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
A guy, a boyfriend, has gotten in trouble after he... liked a photo of Emily Ratajkowski.
It's her birthday,
Instagram.
By the way, today. Happy birthday.
You would know that. So Emily...
Actually, I just found it out last night while I was doing some fact of the day research.
Okay.
Emily is a babe. She put up a picture of her in a bikini and someone tagged them in and said, haha, your boyfriend likes this picture.
Right.
And so now the guy's in trouble because obviously...
How do we know this? Why is this news?
This woman wrote a blog, angry blog about her boyfriend. She's angry at the boyfriend, but she's also angry at Colin. Colin DM'd her saying, haha, your boyfriend liked this picture. Which is just shit-stirring on Colin's behalf. Colin is a shit-stirrer, is what Colin's up to.
Because it's not like the boyfriend's going to run away with Emily Ratajkowski.
But if he did, then that's fully, like, completely
like,
understandable.
Do you know what? Good on you, mate.
Yeah, well
so
done.
So, this boyfriend likes an innocent Instagram post.
Innocent? She's got buns out for days. Like, it's...
Innocent.
But it's a celebrity.
I'll hear him out, please.
It's
prosecution.
Prosecution. So the boyfriend likes a hot girl's Instagram photo in another country.
Yeah. Correct, Your Honour.
Famous girl.
A famous celebrity that he's never going to get. He likes the photo. Mm. It's obviously a hot photo.
So you're and correct, now, Your Honour, yes. All evidence
and
points to being a hot photo.
He's in trouble. And I'm assuming by this blog, all men are in trouble.
Move to sustain.
Right.
Your notion.
But you said you don't necessarily agree, Megan.
A celebrity, it's who cares? Although I don't like celebrities' photos because they've got enough likes anyway.
It's like one of 800,000 likes on this photo at time of blog publish.
But a famous person is different. If it was a hot chick who's in your city, that's like, that's not okay. You're like, come on, mate, that's a regular girl.
So it's a geographical thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bit of a red flag though, isn't it?
If you're
going out with someone and like lots of hot girls are being added from your city, that's a red. Those are some serious red flags.
Yeah.
But liking some celebrity Instagrams, that's okay.
Yeah,
is that are those your thoughts on it? Okay,
I'm just laughing because I'm sure. Like, I hope most girls have done this where you're like, why did you like that photo?
I never have the feed on Instagram because
I never look at it either.
Always on my likes and just by default. And I'll scroll through Instagram, but I never look at the feed to see what my friends are liking.
The activity is it called the activity feed?
But some people are all over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially people will look at what the celebrities they follow, what the celebrities are liking, and then like those photos as well.
Right.
And to see what they're liking.
But would you like... even following hot girls' accounts. Mm. You're like, who's that?
Would
like,
there be some girlfriends that would be on lockdown that would not be allowed at all?
Most girlfriends.
Well, what are the rules of Toy Boy? What's he allowed to do on Instagram?
Bugger all.
Here we go.
Your
truth.
Your honesty's won us over.
No, yeah. So, if there was like hot girls' accounts, I'd be like, why? Explain this to me. Like, why?
Why are you following this person?
Why are you liking their photos? Vaughn.
But, Josie, this is just. Just shrug.
But especially if it was like someone in New Zealand.
I'm in trouble. Let me have it.
if it was someone in New Zealand and you're like, you barely knew them, like literally why are you following them other than to look at their hot pictures? And especially why are you liking them?
What if they were like, it's a hate follow?
It's not a hate follow. It's just not okay. But yeah, I don't know. I'd think I'd let Emily Ratajkowski like go on miss because she's a babe.
And she's going to get her. Yeah.
That's not a challenge.
If you get it because you liked her Instagram photo, then well done.
Yeah.
Well done to you. I was just thinking, can we take some calls? But it might be a bit one-sided. And, you know, I'm just going to go out there and say.
Girls being crazy?
No, there'll be guys out there that hate their girlfriends liking
hot guys'
photos.
But see, out of respect, I would never do that. I'd never like a whole bunch of hot dudes on Instagram because that's not very nice.
Who's the hot doctor that's got a TV show? Does he do cosmetic surgery? There's a hot doctor.
Oh, yeah, what does he do?
And does he have a lot of Instagram likes?
Well, Caitlin, you were there. Remember you and Shade were talking about the hot doctor?
Dr. Mike.
He is hot.
I don't know if he's got a program.
No, he's just a legit doctor who posts photos.
Shade and I sometimes just tag each other in.
Because that's what I've seen. I was like, who's that?
And How do you feel about that?
Oh, no, he's hot.
Okay, right.
But that's fine, I don't.
This is what I want to ask.
Because again, if she schools Dr. Mike, well done to her.
I want to see if we can ask now, have you ever been in trouble for liking an Instagram photo or liking a photo, maybe on Facebook? But are we just going to hear from guys?
So, yeah, it'll be nice to hear from girls who have got in trouble.
100% there'll be girls listening.
Girls listening that have been in trouble for liking a hot photo on Instagram?
Yeah.
Or Facebook?
Yeah,
it'll be the same. Everybody's got a Colin.
Everybody's got a shit stirrer, and it doesn't matter. It would be a girl sending it to the boyfriend, being like, "Oh my god, she's liked this photo."
James, ever been in trouble from the girlfriend? Producer James?
No, I'm pretty fresh to the Instagram scene, so okay. I'm still getting the hang of it.
Not a big Instagrammer.
I've liked a couple of photos now, so no, I haven't got a trouble.
Nothing's happened.
No, not yet.
When you say you've liked a couple of photos,
I wouldn't say hot photos. I wouldn't think that my girlfriend would have a problem or anything.
You never do. That's the thing.
These
are the things.
What about Anya? You've got a boyfriend?
100%. 100%.
You've told off Annie, yes.
Yeah, only one time because he hasn't done it since.
What was it a photo of?
It was a girl, let's call her Agnes, and she went to the ball with us and he liked a photo of her at the ball. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? And he said she was the second most beautiful girl at the ball. And the second he said it, he was like, oh, no, oh, no.
So he was meaning you were the most beautiful.
Yeah, but she was the second.
No, but he's also calling her beautiful when he liked her.
So you're saying there shouldn't have been a second?
Absolute amateur.
No. I feel like there's like a bit of like an appreciation factor, right? Like the guy is liking out of appreciation.
No.
That's not his job.
No, she went to the ball with you.
Agnes is his friend. Right?
Once you have a girlfriend, you don't notice any other woman, James. Ever.
Yep.
That's easier said than done, Megan. For sure.
Because we've got eyes and we see.
Yeah.
All right. 0800 dials at M9696. I think we might be struggling to hear from the woman this morning. But 0800 dials at M9696. When have you been in trouble for liking an Instagram photo or a Facebook photo? Heck, maybe it wasn't even a hot photo.
It's even more upsetting.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We want to know if you've ever been in trouble for liking a hot photo on Instagram or Facebook. Because a guy's done this, he's liked a celebrity photo, and his girlfriend has lashed out in a blog.
It was Emily Ratajkowski in a very skimpy bikini, and yeah, his girlfriend got very upset.
So, taking your calls and your text messages, Danielle.
Hey.
Did you? So you got in trouble?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so because
from your boyfriend.
Husband.
Okay, so whose photo did you like?
Joe Mangalino.
Oh, even let's not beat around the bush. Joe Mangalino is an exceptionally good-looking man.
He's a Magic Mike. I'm trying to explain to Fletch. He doesn't know who he is.
Right,
he works hard for that.
Yeah.
He does work hard. He deserves the like.
So did you comment with, like, love heart eye emoji, or was it just a like?
Just a like, and then when Magic Mike came out, I was like, woo, can't wait for that. So I may have had a comment around Magic Mike time.
Right.
Celebrities don't apply, do they? Would you get angry if he liked a hot celeb's photo?
No. And I think most of the girls that he likes are adult stars as well.
Oh, so, okay. Wait, so he will follow adult stars on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, and Facebook and all that stuff.
No, what? Your mum's on Facebook.
He can't get upset that you like that then.
Yeah, but, you know, I was like, hey, I don't look like that. I don't think I'm ever going to look like that.
Nah.
That's a
really hypocritical stance.
Thanks, you call Danielle. Kayla, you got in trouble.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the boyfriend that had a word to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked a picture of my old friends, and it was not good.
So they were old friends that happened to be males.
Yeah.
And were they hot?
No, that was like a pretty ugly picture, actually, to be honest.
Right.
But you just liked it because they're your friends.
Yeah, and why are you liking people's photos?
Really?
See, I thought we weren't going to hear from any females today at
all. That sounds overly...
I think that's strange, because I think boys are way more protective of that thing.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Words, Fletch.
That sounds overly controlling, though, that you're not allowed to like pictures of people you knew before you knew him.
Yeah. Thanks, Kayla. Nick, what happened?
So my boyfriend at the time got jealous and asked for a break after I liked my ex-girlfriend's profile picture.
Oh, this is...
We've stumbled into the bisexual triangle.
Oh, you can't like any photo.
You can't like anything that's attractive.
No, I can't.
Yeah, well, so what is
that? That's your problem. You like everything that's attractive, but you can't like anything that's attractive.
I know, I'm just greedy, I think.
So you've pretty much got to stick to liking landscapes and food posts on Instagram.
Well, yeah, but I thought, oh my God, he's more dramatic than what she was. But
You'll get that.
Yeah.
You can't win, Nick. You can't win.
No, it's a hard game.
Hey, thanks for your call, Nick.
Thank you.
Someone messaged in saying you're hearing from more girls because guys are scared they're going to call in and get in trouble all over again, which is a fair call. A very fair call. Do you guys remember Hot Criminal?
Yeah.
What was his name?
They gave him a modelling job.
He's got a
job now, yeah.
When that shot did the rounds, my boyfriend nearly broke up with me.
What?
Because I liked a whole lot of photos of Hot Criminal. Yeah, Jeremy Meeks.
But he's overseas. He's a criminal.
Oh, he's in jail. Yeah, very hard to get to them. You can write them letters, though. But then he would have got lots of letters.
Yeah.
Somebody else, I got in trouble by liking a baby photo because my boyfriend assumed incorrectly that I had a thing for the dad holding the baby. I was babysitting for the families for 4 years before the incident, so that took some explaining.
Oh, okay.
I'm so surprised by hearing about this. Somebody said, if my boyfriend growled me for appreciating hotness on the gram, I'd just roll my eyes. What's the point of even being on there if not to follow random groups of cool people and hot people, men and women, doing stuff that you wouldn't normally get to do?
That's a good attitude. I like that.
Just don't like them. Follow them. Like the photos.
Hashtag silent creeper, somebody said. They get away with it because they don't like them. They just silently look and admire them. And they've followed them for so long, they're well down the list of people they follow.
And you follow so many people, they're just lost in the hundreds that you follow.
Yeah.
Hashtag silent creeper.
Hashtag silent creep.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Now, yesterday, Megan, you spoke of your family who have called in a favour.
Been doing radio for a long time and they've finally called in a favour in the form of a missing caravan. My Auntie Marguerite, Margs we call her, yep. And Uncle Miles' beloved caravan went missing.
It's gone.
So
I said it's a meth house. It's a mobile meth lab, which is sadly why people are stealing large caravans.
So we're like on the hunt for it now, enlisting the help of everyone we can, but we thought we better talk to Auntie Margs and get the lowdown. So she's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Auntie Margs.
Hello, Megan. How are you?
Good. Fletch and Vaughn are with me.
Now, Auntie Margs, we want to help you get your caravan back.
Well, I'm making sure I've got those special knickers on that you were talking about yesterday.
Well, the summer knickers.
We were worried that you'd left your summer knickers in the drawer.
Oh, no. Definitely took them out. I had to replace them with my winter ones, you know.
Yeah, more of a flannelette sort of knicker in winter. Yeah, it gets cold in Nelson.
It's not a good look, really.
No. Now, Auntie Margs, still no word of your stolen caravan.
No, unfortunately there isn't, but we've got some really good footage that we've been supplied with, and so we've managed to put up on Facebook last night the photos of the vehicle that towed it out. So
the people who stole it. The people who actually stole it.
Yes. So you actually see the vehicle going down, and then you see it driving out with the caravan on. And to be honest, that was probably the heart-wrenching part, that our beloved caravan, all those treasured memories.
And all those summer panties. Yep, just going.
Don't say panties to Auntie Marg.
Now, please. Auntie Margs, Vaughn and I have got a plan.
But we need to work. What's our reward if we find your caravan?
A pair of knickers?
Done. Oh my God. No. Auntie Bugs is loose this morning.
Two pairs and I'll clean the caravan. Inside and out.
Well, look, I reckon there should be a reward of some sort, and that may look like some accommodation of some sort. You know, who knows, it might be in the caravan for whoever.
Well, you've got the Kyteri batch. Auntie Margs.
Yes, we have the Kyteri batch.
So how's about if we find your caravan, we get a week at the Kyteri batch?
A week.
And who's going to be doing your job?
No, we'll go when we're on break.
Yeah.
We'll broadcast from the Kyteri batch.
Lovely.
Yeah. That would be lovely. Start of summer.
So would that be a good deal, Auntie Margs?
I think it would be an excellent deal.
Okay,
we would be happy to do that for you.
Oh, that's great. Well, this is good because it means Vaughn and I can now go into phase two of our search for Auntie Marg's caravan.
Operation Summer Panties.
Summer knickers, I think.
Say knickers.
Now, tomorrow morning, Megan, and you don't like last minutes. You're very organised. But today, you will be flying to Nelson.
What?
And then tomorrow, you'll be flying over Nelson blown show budgets hiring a helicopter for the morning to fly around Nelson to see if we can spot the caravan from above.
Yeah.
And Operation Summer Panties.
Knickers.
I'm going to just...
Auntie Margs, you might have to help us out. Do you have a suburb? If you had to pick one suburb in the Nelson Bays region, what would you go for?
I think it's probably gone somewhere where there is a farm. That would be what I would say. So you can choose any suburb you like.
Stolen from Stoke, but it's definitely gone to Mochmaker.
Oh, I was going to say it would be in Stoke.
Yeah.
Obviously not.
Yeah, that's a good thing about Stoke alone.
The helicopter, we can... kind of get between these suburbs pretty quick without facing daunting traffic issues.
I think it'll be on a farm in Mott, around Mott somewhere.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon, or even Golden Bay, or Murchison, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, but it could be in Christchurch.
Look at these Nelson people casting stones at all their neighbours. Bloody Murchison! Thieves! The lot of them! Pirates!
All right, well, so Auntie Margs, if we can spot this caravan, we get a week in the Kyteri batch.
Absolutely. I'll make sure that it's all decked out for you.
And if you
actually doing this?
Have any leads for Operations Summer Knickers,
if you see a mint and white coloured caravan anywhere in the Nelson region,
contact us and you can come with us to the Kyteri batch.
It does sleep like seven, I think.
The criteria match.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay.
Also, we'll be wanting a prime summertime, Auntie Margs. Not one of those. You don't have a blackout period over New Year's, do you? Yeah.
Don't diddle us with a wig next autumn.
No, no. We're going prime summertime.
I want
Simon Barnett's got a place here too.
Does he?
Yeah, we can probably go biscuiting with him.
Does he have a biscuit?
I'm sure he will.
Jeff's got a boat and a biscuit.
Does he?
He'll have a biscuit.
What a flash!
You're listening to the Fleetch Vaughan and Megan podcast, brought to you by the team at MyRepublic.
Yeah, OneRepublic, with hit songs such as Apologise.
That's, no, it's My Republic.
Yeah,
that's One Republic.
One Republic.
So I'm not here to promote the 2007 album Dreaming Out Loud.
No.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'll just stop this now then.
Okay.
Yeah, My Republic have no limits, but I sure do. If you're sick of limits, sign up to My Republic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already a great deal.
Uber has invented a new feature which sounds atrocious to me, but okay, maybe it's right up your alley. When you book a ride, conversation starters will now appear in the profile of the driver en route to pick you up. A few personal tidbits of the driver and the hope of kickstarting some banter with your Uber driver. Everybody in studio is hiding behind their hands.
That's why I sit in the back and like look at my phone, like, just get me there.
I think some of them are, because I remember an Uber driver once telling me, I said, what is the key to getting a 5-star, like, and he was like, conversation. So
Why
some of them are so big on it, because I think they're told that they've got, I mean, obviously they're told they've got to be friendly and, you know, nice, but they're also told to make conversation.
I give them 5-star unless they do something wrong. It's always just 5-star.
Right. Yeah.
But
I think some of them are good, though. They'll feel you out. The ones that can, you know, start a conversation, and if they can tell you're not really into talking, they'll shut up.
Yeah.
Well, not now, because you might be able to talk to them about things like where they grew up, their favourite local sites, what sporting team they support. This was all announced in Sydney.
Right.
And afterwards, you can submit compliments, but not just like stars now. You get to tell them things like awesome music, great conversation, cool car, man, and entertaining driver.
Because have you noticed that when you give them a rating, you give them a 5-star and they're like, you can pick out of those like little tidbits what you liked, like cool car, great conversation, and good driving efficiency or something like that. There's little tags you can add to it.
Yeah, but it's all getting very like forced fun at school now. Okay, now everyone's going to, Greg, come up here, Greg. Everyone's going to say two things they like about Greg. Greg sucks! Damn it! Why don't you put me up here to be ridiculed by everybody? This is never going to work. Aww. Now Greg's going to fall into a trust fall into the lot of you. No one's going to catch you, Greg. Please don't make me do the trust fall again. Why are you always pulling me up in front of the class? Mum? Oh no, I called the teacher Mum! People are never going to let me live this down! Greg!
ZM's Fletch, Vaughan and Megan, the podcast.
I've got two children and children are expensive. Anyone who's got children will back you up that they can.
I don't have them, I just imagine.
The loves of my life and my pride and joy, but shit, they're costly.
always wanting shoes and stuff.
And my wife's one of these, I don't want to call her a blogging mum, but, you know, she'll put it out there. So everything for the kids has got to be quite nice. And so every year since Indy's first birthday, there's been a cake made. At their party, there's been like a cake professional makes the cake.
Right.
I think one year me and my dad made a Dora cake, but dad's done a cake making course.
Your dad's
Ian Smith, cake maker, cyclist and dairy farmer by trade.
He's a great cake maker. Yeah.
He's all over the Kinsey scale.
Yep.
All over it. Cake making, netball coach, cyclist who shaved his legs, dairy farmer, truck driver, joiner by trade. So no one's really sure. And that's how you get
He's out of the country. You're free to say this.
So he's really good. I said, you know, they're young.
Yep.
This is because August's birthday is next Thursday.
Okay.
The 15th. She's turning 3 years old. And I said to Sade, they're young. I don't think they really like, they don't worry too much about the cake as long as it's a recognisable thing.
Like, you know, think about when we had birthday parties when we were three or five.
I didn't have birthday parties.
Neither. I got one birthday party. 5 years old. One birthday party.
But they weren't Instagram worthy, were they? If they were, they would have been laughed off the gram.
They were hardly even Kodak worthy at the time. I think my mum would take three photos per birthday.
Yeah.
One of the cake, one of you, Yep. Blowing out the candles, and then, I don't know, yep. one of the family.
And that's all you're worth because we have to pay to get these developed.
And those were yeah. approximately $2 per development, so that's $6 we're spending on photographing this birthday party. Yep. Hope you got a good memory because otherwise I'm going to forget to develop yep. these and we're never going to see the light of day of them again. So I said, can I make the third birthday cake? And Sade said, I've already ordered a birthday cake. Okay. And I said, okay, well, why don't we pit the professional cake against my homemade cake.
Yeah.
And then if August likes my cake better,
yeah.
from now on, I'll make the cakes.
Oh, that, and then hence saving money.
Yeah, because I, this one's been ordered.
Okay.
So that's, to me, this is a great test. You put the professional up against the guy who, you were there when I made Sade that Jungle River cake for one of her birthdays.
And creative. Then to creative.
That took a long time. I mean, I could have shot you.
He's trying to find the words.
I could have shot you an adjective there to describe the cake.
It was inventive.
What did you make it out of? Fondant? What did it?
Nah, so it was like a chocolate cake because she likes chocolate cake. And then I carved it and then I, with white chocolate, lined, I actually coloured the white chocolate blue and lined the
like a swimming pool.
The valley and then filled that with a green jelly.
Okay.
A jungle river and then made like flakes into palm trees and it was great. It had snakes and everything.
I remember it looking really good but not tasting great.
It tasted I thought it was okay. It's probably eat the cake before you get too drunk because otherwise you don't really appreciate the flavour.
Yeah.
So as part of this, I want to take this pretty professionally.
Okay.
I had my client is August, who's two, about to turn three. I had a little sit down with my first potential cake client.
Okay, I'm here with my first cake client. Please state your name for the record.
August Ava Smith.
August Ava Smith. And how old are you going to be at your birthday?
Three.
That's right. So what are you after for a birthday cake?
Moana.
Moana? What'd you like Moana to be doing on your cake?
Going on my cake.
Okay, you wanted to be on your cake, going on your cake. Yeah. Who else do you want to be on your cake?
Maui.
Maui?
And Pua.
Yep.
And Hei Hei.
Maui and Pua and Hei Hei and Moana.
Yes.
What else do you want on your cake? What colours?
Sea and the fishes and sand.
Sand, okay. How tall do you want it to be?
Two.
Two? You want it to be two tall?
Yeah.
How many people do you want this cake to feed?
Two cuts.
Two cuts?
Yes.
What flavour do you want?
Chocolate.
How important is this cake to the success of your party?
Very important.
Very important. Okay.
I love cake.
What's that?
I love cake.
You love cake. Okay. How do you imagine the cake going together?
I'll put it right here.
Like that? Okay, cool. What time does this party start?
Soon.
Soon. So I better get to it. Am I going to do a better cake than the proper cake lady?
Yes.
That's all I needed. You to believe in me. Give me five. That's how I seal the deal with my cake clients.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go make a cake.
We're
going to
make the cake.
Because I've said I'm going to make you a cake.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm just going to make a cake.
Where?
I'm just going to you wanted the cake. I'm going to make you a cake.
Here.
I'm going to make it here. Okay, bye.
Bye. Are you going to give me cake?
Oh, the pressure's on. She wants Ha Hei on the cake too.
Hei Hei.
Hei Hei.
That's the
chicken. She wants everyone the on the cake.
Not Rolly Hey Hey of 1980s TV ad fame. When she said Hei Hei, Fletch was just like, what does she want him on the cake? Very few people would remember Rolly Hey Hey.
Wow. Hey, no maybe. Pressure. That's going to be a ginormous big cake.
Because this is the thing. My wife gave the Moana figurines to the actual cake lady. I've got Aunt Moana, a little baby.
Right.
Okay.
You're not allowed to put a wee word in Augie's ear either. She has to be
No.
Impartial.
She'll pick mine because it's going to be a hot mess of colour and glitter.
To appeal to her senses.
So when are you making this?
Oh, I guess tonight.
Right.
I guess I better start tonight. Right. I don't know how long the cakes take, like, last.
Wow, I've never seen...
if I made it today, is it still going to be okay for Saturday?
I've never known anyone that's, like, I've seen them online, but I've never seen one of those before and after Pinterest fails in real life.
Prepare yourself.
Be like that.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Yesterday at a cafe, this is what I overheard. There were two girls talking. They would have been, like, mid-ish 20s.
Okay.
Mid-ish 20s.
Mid-ish 20s. I'm not very good at estimating ages. I don't know. Roughly. Anyway, so they were in this cafe. They were talking. They were catching up. And one of them said to the other one, I'm going to break up with my boyfriend. We've planned it. We're going to do it after we get back from our holiday.
Oh, so
and like this is going
planned to break up after their holiday.
So what?
And if you've planned a breakup, it's as good as done.
Well, so I'm filling in all these gaps, and I'm trying to pretend not to listen to this convo, but I'm fully intently listening.
Who you're at the cafe with tries to talk, you're like, shh.
I'm listening. Let's all just stop talking, and then they turn around. They're like, "Why aren't you guys talking? Oh, we're listening to you." Mm. It's riveting.
We don't talk.
So, from what I could kind of pick up, was that they'd booked this holiday together as a couple,
right?
And then I guess their relationship had fallen over, and they're like, "Well, we've booked this holiday. We'll go to Raro. Mm. We'll go and we'll come back, and then we'll just end it."
So they'd plan to break up.
That's going to be a pretty amicable breakup then. Like, that's... Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like, you know, someone caught someone cheating. It just sounds like they just realise that it's the end of their relationship and they're like, look, we'll end this. We'll go to Raro. We've booked and paid. Unless they go and they rekindle the romance over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you still, be intimate on that holiday? Or are you just like, oh, we're going to break up?
I couldn't imagine anything worse. Like, you know it's over.
Yeah, and if it's amicable, you know, the romance and the passion's probably dissipated.
Gone. Yeah.
Whereas you could go on holiday and get some. But you're not going to, are you?
Because you've got to... Yeah, I thought you were going to say she decided she was going to wait till after the holiday.
That's what was interesting. She wasn't going to spring it after the holiday. It sounded like they'd both decided, and they'd scheduled a breakup. Isn't that weird?
Weird. Very weird.
I think the only thing that's stopping them breaking up now is the holiday. I mean, I'm filling in a lot of gaps here, but from what I could tell, that was the situation.
Does it count, though? Because I had a couple of friends who stayed together for a wedding and then broke up afterwards.
Well, that's exactly the same, though, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
That's a scheduled breakup.
Because it was easier to go to the wedding and appear as a couple.
Was that a destination wedding? Oh, they just wanted to be a couple.
I guess it was easier than explaining. They were both invited.
Yeah.
Easier than explaining to everyone at the wedding, we've broken up, blah, 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 let's break up afterwards.
Oh, so they just didn't want to have to explain the awkwardness.
Yeah. Do you pop it in your eye, Cal? You go, new event, title, breakup.
Reminder.
Invitees. Well, I'll invite you because you're getting broken up with.
Wow. And then, I'd imagine there'd always be one person that's more into the breakup.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, it could be amicable. They could. I mean, I don't know the backstory. I don't know these people.
Yeah.
They could have been together for, 8 years and they're sick of each other. And they're like, it's come to its natural end.
But
I don't know.
Then you just... break up, wouldn't you? As soon as you've decided it's over, it's over.
But what about the holiday?
You've paid all that Raro money.
How much does it cost to sit apart on a plane? I mean, you can sit together if it's amicable, but you want a different room when you get there. You don't want to share a bed, do you?
But then you don't want to go to a tropical island by yourself, do you? You'd at least want some friends.
So weird. I can't relate.
This is what I thought.
I always saw breakups happen in the heat of the moment.
You're just like, it's over, see you later. I'll find someone else to go to Raro and buy your ticket off you, something like that. I don't know. So this is what I thought we could talk about this morning. And maybe this isn't a thing, but have you ever scheduled a breakup? Like you say, though, maybe it was easier to wait until after a wedding or a holiday.
Or a function or something. But it's definitely amicable. So they've both parties have decided to break up at a time.
Yeah, we won't break up today. We'll do it in a few days or a few weeks next month.
Have you ever scheduled a breakup?
All right, 0800-DANZM-9696. Have you ever scheduled?
I don't know.
Scheduled a breakup.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
So we want to know when you've scheduled a breakup. When you've just decided amicably.
Just say it with us.
Amicably. You've decided it's over. We're going to break up. I overheard this happening at a cafe yesterday. Well, plans. Girlfriends were talking. I was like, that's weird. Is it a thing? But I, you know what I hadn't factored in? People that are leaving on their OEs.
Yeah.
People that start relationships with maybe people that are visiting New Zealand.
Yeah.
Maybe for on a work visa or that are here for a short time. They get into a relationship.
And you're like,
you want to find a way to
make it work. Go
on, well, but sometimes it can't. Maybe people can't leave
it's
their
just
job.
Not possible.
And so they're like, well, when you leave in a month, we're breaking up. But it does. It does. It happens.
Somebody also said that they'd heard of a breakup being scheduled when kids were involved. Like, okay, when the kids are finished high school.
Oh, right.
And they're at home.
Oh, wow.
So parents are doing that.
Yeah. That's so sad. How do you continue that relationship for, like, years,
and
knowing that...
It's just in your... And their
son's leeching at home until they're 36, and dad's like, come on, I want to break up with your
get
mother.
Get out of here.
Grace, your friend is scheduling a breakup.
Yes, I'm actually ringing on behalf of her. She is going to Queenstown with her partner in, I think, next month.
Okay.
And, they're scheduling it for a breakup after.
Were you in a cafe the other day? Was Fletch sitting near you?
Was this yesterday? Were you discussing this? No, because there's...
I was in a cafe a few days ago.
No, but theirs was Rarotonga.
Oh,
their holiday.
Okay.
So what, they've paid for this holiday?
Yeah.
And they've just both agreed that their relationship's fizzling out?
Yeah. And so they're just going to break out after. They've planned it.
Do they live together?
No, they don't.
All right. So they're not. It's not like they're intimate or anything, but they're still together?
Yeah, they've been together for quite a while, though.
But then but someone else messaged in that they did this. They, during our marriage breakup, we went to the US for a holiday, playing with friends. Worst mistake ever, argued the whole time, final nail in the coffin, totally ruined the holiday, shouldn't have gone. So is there the worry of that, is that you're going to be stuck in this and you're very reliant on each other when you're on holiday?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then you can't just let the holiday go.
Thanks, Grace. Sarah, you've done this. You've scheduled a breakup.
Yeah, I have. So the story is I moved towns to be with my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And maybe after about 8 months, I decided, I've had enough now.
Yeah.
So I organised a job in the original town, and then, but I had to get a month's notice at my old job, at the current job. So I said to my boyfriend, so I'm moving back, I'm leaving you, but not for a month.
Oh, and how was that month of...
It actually wasn't too bad. Like, it probably sounds like it'll be really awkward, but I think we're both ready, and it's just like, we'll go for another month and then say our goodbyes.
And then was it sad at the end of that month?
No, it was actually really good because I was able to process it the whole time, and then I was really ready to go at the time, so I was like, yep, see ya.
Did he try to win you back over that last month?
I can't really remember now. It was about 2 years ago, but nothing major.
Did you still, like, kiss him and stuff?
We're a little bit affectionate, but probably not as much as you would have otherwise been.
That would be so confusing, though.
Yeah.
Any sort of affection.
I'm leaving you, we're kissing.
Like, oh, maybe it's not going to...
It might have been confusing for him, but in my head, I'm just like, in 1 month, I'm out of here.
Yeah, right. So probably easier for you. All right, okay, Sarah. Chloe, you planned a breakup.
Yeah.
How much time did you have with your partner at the time?
Probably... 5 months.
Okay.
So you said in 5 months we're breaking up.
Oh, it wasn't like mutual decision. We moved in together, and after like 2 years of dating, maybe we moved in, and then 6 months into it, we both decided this wasn't for us, that we had a lease, and so we both just decided we'd wait until the lease is up.
But, like, that's putting your life on hold, so you both didn't go out and date anyone else because you're still in it until that lease was up.
Yeah.
Wow, this is why I'd never get any.
So when they say you can't put a price on love, you can.
We
5 months.
Really good friends,
right?
Okay,
yeah.
So that works out. All right, thanks, Chloe.
Lots of people doing this. Lots. There's heaps of people messaging in saying that they've scheduled it just so they're like, well, we'll just stay together till then. Someone said a guy I work with is currently broken up with his partner, but they're going away for 6 weeks to the UK in November, so we're going to get back together for that trip. And then end it when they get back in. It's weird because at the moment they're sleeping with other people and can get into new relationships on the proviso that November and December they're going to be a couple again. Now that sounds to me like...
No! That's
what
weird.
What does the people new in the relationship say? Like your new partner's not going to...
And like between now and November's a lot of time to get into... You could get past the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Then you've got to schedule a breakup with your new partner because no partner's going to let them go on a holiday with their old partner.
You know, double scheduled breakups.
Yeah.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Well, lucky you put it all on iCal.
With a different colour.
You've got a clash. You can't break up with Stephen that week. You're breaking up with Russell. Damn it. No shortage. This isn't weird, by the way.
It's not
just
weird.
By the amount of people messaging in, this isn't the weirdest thing we've ever talked about.
Okay.
Just do you.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Fact of the day. A few happy birthdays for today.
Okay.
Liam Neeson's birthday.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep. Emily Ratajkowski's birthday.
Yep.
This is how I found out, because earlier I was being ridiculed that I knew her birthday like some sort of perv, but this was for Fact of the Day research.
Okay.
And today's big birthday that we want to talk about for Fact of the Day, Bear Grylls' birthday.
Is it?
43 years old today, Bear Grylls.
Not his real name though, is it?
No, Edward, his sister called him, I did a lot of Bear Grylls research last night. His sister just called him Bear when he was 1 week old.
Yeah.
Looks like a bear, instead of calling him Bear, like a teddy bear, and it just stuck.
That's pretty cute.
So he's not cool. He was called Bear Grylls well before he ventured into the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Got a bevy of Bear Grylls facts, but today's main Bear Grylls fact is Bear Grylls owns an island.
What?
Bear Grylls owns an island.
An ooh-la-la island, or is it a
rustic?
Nah,
it's not a Richard Branch and heart-shaped tropical island. It's off the coast of Wales.
Okay.
It's very blustery. It's got a lighthouse at each end because of the rocks.
Okay.
He bought it in 2001 for £95,000.
What?
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Two lighthouses. And a house in the middle. I think you'd really like the house, Fletch.
Okay.
It's real thick limestone.
Oh,
so
okay,
it'll like
yeah,
stand
right.
the test of time in the rough conditions. 150 foot elevation, but he said on a rough day the salt spray still hits their front window.
Cool.
So is he just going to go there if the shit hits the fan?
He goes there all the time.
Oh, okay.
He's been in trouble on this island twice. Once he built a very dangerous slide off the cliff into the ocean.
It's his island. How is he in trouble?
Because he still has to get like consents and everything. Not body court fees, yeah.
Yeah.
No, like consents. Like, if you know, if you're going to build a house, you have to get council consent, so it still falls under council.
Yeah, but it's my island.
Yeah, aren't you the council and the police and everything?
This slide was loose. I'll see if I can get a picture of the slide up.
Well,
it was literally like off a cliff. No, just to kind of get your, here it is. This is just off a cliff into the water slide.
Yes! That's amazing.
No, how do you get up?
Well, you're going to swim around and clamber back up the rocks.
That is so it's like more than 45 degrees, that slide.
You would absolutely rocket off the end of that slide. Like, there's no way a slide this steep would be allowed in a playground.
No.
How did it even build that? It looks like a metal laundry chute.
Yeah, it's been done at a metal workshop, hasn't it?
Yeah. And then attached to the cliff.
Brilliant.
So there was various issues with that because there's a seal colony around there and the natural environment. So they were like,
he's just bombing the seals.
You're going to bomb the seals and aggravate them and get bitten by a seal?
Yeah. He's like, I'm Bear Grylls, do what I want.
Bear Grylls, I don't know if you've seen the show, but that's the least of my worries. And now it's slightly more boring, not as exciting as the slide, but he built a slipway for boats so he can park his boat into this thing and then wind it up out of the water.
Right.
And they're like, well, that doesn't fit with the environment either. So he's like, oh, but I really like it. I'm Bear Grylls. This is what I do.
Yeah.
And Bear Grylls has got three sons. Jesse.
Yep.
Ordinary name, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Marmaduke.
Okay.
And Huckleberry.
Well, the second two to the same, like, mum?
Yeah, yep. Same wife. He's been married to the same woman, Shara for
God,
a long
imagine
time.
Imagine if your dad built you a hydro slide off an island.
Yeah, and then the bloody
cool
bureaucrats and the PC brigade come in and tell you that you can't have your slide under the seal colony anymore. Absolute madness. So today's fact of the day is Bear Grylls owns an island.
Fact of the day. ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Yesterday, a lot of US media in Wellington, because there was an American politician in town.
Secretary of State.
Yeah,
who is that on, like, House of Cards or Designated Survivor? Because that's how I learn about American.
It was Hillary Clinton once.
Yeah, it was.
She was Secretary of State.
What are they have
you
to
need
do?
The fictional comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know who the Secretary of State on House of Cards is. And also, I don't want anyone to talk about House of Cards because I'm going to watch it in a week and a half.
I haven't watched it either.
I'm saving
it up. Yeah, I haven't watched it either. So.
I keep seeing Snapchats and things online. I'm like,
this one.
This one, Catherine Durant is the Secretary of State.
Oh, Durant.
Durant.
Oh, yeah. Durant. Okay,
he got
good,
her, didn't he?
House of Cards.
He sorted her out,
okay,
didn't he?
Yep. So, okay, so now we've compared that to someone you'll know. the real-life version, Rex Tillerson, was in Wellington just for like 3.5 hours, jetted in and out. The American media, apparently, and the visiting Americans, completely surprised by the number of Wellingtonians and people along the way that the motorcade travelled from the airport to the Beehive, flipping the bird at Tillerson as they sped through town.
He shouldn't feel too special. We just pull the fingers at anybody with a flasher car than us. That's how New Zealanders function.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, flash car, motorcade, flags on it. Stop pulling the fingers. What country is it? Don't know. Keep going.
They described it as a sea of middle fingers waving at him. Yes, New Zealand.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, aww, he's Donald Trump's man, isn't he? So, you know, I probably wouldn't disagree.
Yeah.
So easy to pull a finger. And we don't... They might take offence to that. We don't really think too much of it.
I don't think so.
I love that this country's... we're not offended by... Some people are. More conservative people are still offended by the finger or swear words.
Yeah.
I know Americans ghastly offended by the C word.
Well, so are a lot of people here.
We're not allowed to say it on the radio, very offensive.
But it's very
almost
rare.
Become a term of affection in Australia and New Zealand,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it is.
But I could call, no. I wouldn't call you it, I'd call Fletch it.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey. Yeah,
and he's a good, and then say
but
it.
No, but Americans would never do that.
No.
And like they come to New Zealand or you hang out with Americans and they're like, what?
Because remember Rihanna talks like that and all the Americans are like, hey.
Well, apparently a New York Times correspondent said he had been in a lot of motorcades in his time but was even taken back by the negative reaction here in New Zealand.
We're good at something.
I've never seen so many people flip the bird at an American motorcade as I saw today, said the correspondent.
But it's an easy way just to quickly show your disagreement and your disapproval. Because how else are you going to do it? It's not like you can yell at him and
get
your point across.
I mean, you can make a sign. That's a lot of effort. Yeah.
What do you see?
Yeah, why do you need to make a sign? You've been given one on each hand. Use them one at a time or together for a bit more humpha.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Paige, what's your story for last calls?
So basically, I was dropping my boyfriend off at the airport.
Yep.
And it was quite late at night, kind of like around 9 o'clock. And so I decided to lock my doors from the inside of my car just while we were driving around, you know, just in case, like, anyone, like, jumped in my car, like, when there's traffic or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that.
And so then we got to the airport, and so we got out and everything, and then he was like, oh, I just got to get out and get my bag. So I got out and give him a big hug, just leave the engine running, just because he had about 20 minutes to get to the plane, and it was a jet-star flight, so obviously they leave, like...
Straight away,
yeah, exactly. Or even, like, 10 minutes early. So we only had, like, 10 minutes early, like, to get to his flight.
Yeah.
And so then he got out of his flight. We got out of the car, gave him a bit of a hug, just left the engine running. And then he went to go on the back door and he goes, oh, the door's locked. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I've locked ourselves, like, out of my car, left the engine running. The doors are all locked. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I completely locked myself out of the car. He had, like, 10 minutes to get to his flight. So I called my dad and I was like, Dad, what do I do? And he was like, call the AA. Okay, so I called the AA and I was like, I was on the phone to the AA and we had to get the airport, like, staff, like the car park people in the wait zone to, like, help me, like, try and unlock my car. And then there was about, like, 5 minutes had gone by and then my boyfriend opened the front door and it was unlocked and we realised I just had the kitty locks on the entire time.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So the back doors were locked because kitty lock was on, but front doors had not been locked.
Yeah.
But in your panic, you hadn't checked them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And did he get his flight?
Yeah, he did get his flight.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's so stressful.
Brilliant. All right, okay, wait there, Paige. Letitia.
Hi.
What's your story for last calls?
So I was driving from Invercargill to Christchurch yesterday.
Yeah.
And I pulled over to get some gas, and I, on the way there, I under my pants because they were getting too tight from driving 7 hours.
Preach! Preach!
Who hasn't done that?
I drive 15 minutes home and my pants get unbuckled as I go out the roller doors at work.
So, yeah, I got out to fill the pump and I forgot that my pants were undone. The guy came over to help me fill up, so I quickly jumped back in the car and did my pants up.
Oh, no. And did he see? Do you think he saw?
Well, he gave me a weird look, so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so he did.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Save the security camera footage off. I feel this is going to be a good one for YouTube upload later.
All right, let's vote the Tribal Council for our favourite story.
Paige, congratulations. Your inability to work out when something's locked or unlocked has won you last calls.
Yeah.
That was the Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast. For more, catch them every morning from 6 and check them out on Facebook. ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. ZM.